Hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show, and today is Saturday, so we are doing fun things, fun amazing things. I'm here with the Trigun.
Yes, that's me.
And we are doing games. Today's games night, and we're going to be doing games. We're going to be doing Dish or Dat, and we're going to be doing Would You Rather, and also Truth or Dare. And before I start, please follow me on Instagram at The Dish Talk Show, Twitter at The Dish Talk Show. Listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Radio Specific, and Google Podcast, and so many other podcast platforms. Thank you guys for subscribing to my YouTube channel at The Dish Talk Show also. Thank you. And we're going to start with like very brief affirmations off the top of our heads. It's going to be really tricky, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be tricky for you?
Can I go now?
All right, go.
Okay.
Just the affirmations.
I affirm that I connect with the right source till the end of time.
Okay.
I affirm that I accept everything that comes my way as reality and learning.
Okay.
I also affirm that I accept my greatness in life.
That's an amazing affirmation that you just pulled out there. Very beautiful. I'm going to affirm three. I affirm that everything I am putting work towards is going to come to pass or has come to pass. I affirm peace and tranquil on everybody on earth. And also, finally, I affirm that I achieved the purpose of my stay on earth. Oh my God, this is a very beautiful day. Come on, don't be sad. Mm-hmm. we're going to be starting off with what game we should be start with. I think we should start with
Would You Rather.
So let's start with Would You Rather. And so we're going to be reciting each questions or scenario. So if I recite this particular scenario, the next person to recite will be Okay, so the first one I'm reciting is, and by the way, we have 5 seconds to pick a question. Okay. So I'm already looking at mine right now. So the first question I'm gonna ask is, would you rather always hit a red light for the rest of your life or always get slow internet after the sun goes down? So basically what I'm asking is, would you rather hit a red light for the rest of your life? You know, when you're driving, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my god, I want to make it past the green light,
mm-hmm.
but you always hit the red light, you always get to the point where the red light stops you, mm-hmm. or would you rather have slow internet after dark, like let's say from 6, because 6 is golden hour when the sun starts mm-hmm. to go down? Would you rather have hit the red light for the rest of your life, always get to the point where the red light hits and you can't move, or always get low internet or slow internet after 6 p.m.?
Okay, fact is, I'm offline, yeah, by 5 p.m. basically. So I think I accept going offline.
You'd rather go offline than hit a red light? I will hit all the red lights. I'm patient. I'll use that moment to self-reflect. You don't like red lights?
I don't like red lights.
Okay. So it's your turn to... By the way, I would rather hit a red light than slow internet. Okay, so what are you picking?
Okay. Would you rather forget your favorite book so you can reread them again for the first time? Or forget your favorite movies so you can rewatch them for the first time?
Forget my favorite movies so I can rewatch them for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because to be honest, I haven't finished reading my favorite books.
I have probably 7 books.
In your life.
In my entire life. I hate books.
Fully to the end.
I don't think I've read any book to the end.
Oh my God.
Okay, one book.
What book was that?
I can't remember the name of the book. I can't remember anything
about
it.
Was it when you were young?
Yes, it's like I was bored. I was like, I need to read it.
When is Alien seeing me?
This should have been 14 years old.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Probably was Alien seeing me. By the way, so Trigun has already only read Alien seeing me to the end. Other than that, he hasn't finished the book. I would rather watch, like, I always talk about erasing my memory and watching a movie again or a series again. Let's even talk about what series would you erase your mind and watch again. I can say two would be Bones and Dexter.
I think I like Narcos.
You erase your memory and watch Narcos again?
Yes.
Okay, Narcos is actually fantastic.
Then Love, Death and Robots.
You're trying to make me watch Love, Death. Have you watched it?
Yes, season one is amazing. That's just season one.
So
different scenarios of different cruises. There's mystery. All.
On robot mystery.
Love, Death and Robots.
On robot mystery.
No robots. Like the name of this what's it called? The franchise is Love, Death and Robots. But they have different episodes, different crews. I think they're different writers.
Are they literally robots living?
No, not robots.
Human beings.
But okay, no, there's one episode that I had like three robots.
Are these like real human beings?
Some are cartoon. No, these are animated or.
Who put you on animations? Who put you on to Love, Death?
What if I got it from? I asked someone to give me series, and the guy gave me just different series. I have different series on my laptop. Yeah, so that didn't. I just let him just get like what's called Pinky Blinders. But Love, Death and Robots, I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That thing, I watched it four times and I still watch it again.
Stop!
Yes, because they have different crews for different episodes.
I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it, I'll try and see. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'd rather watch rewatch my movies than hit a red light.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that the scenario you put?
Yes. Was it?
Mm-mm.
God.
You can't remember?
No.
I think it's.
I just can't remember. Fuck. Read book.
Yes, we read all the books mm-hmm. you read mm-hmm. and or rewatch because I don't.
Okay, so talk about series. So,
let me pick one. Would you rather always feel the urge to pee or never know when you have to pee? Always wear a diaper.
Shit.
Would you rather always feel the urge to pee at all times in your life or never know when to have to pee and always have to wear a diaper?
I think I want to wear a diaper because I want to change it.
I think I agree with you.
Change,
the urge to pee
is so uncomfortable. Yes,
it's so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I can't bear it.
Mm-hmm.
If especially when I'm pressed, I can't bear it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I will go for yes. We are going for the same thing.
I'm sorry to cut short. I remember one time that I had to shit, and this was last week. I'm sorry. I was rushing to the nearest. I was like, okay, can I get this thing done? Shit. Fuck. Yeah, that's what I have to say.
Then what happened?
Then I finally go to the bathroom and shit didn't come out much. I was like, somebody didn't disturb me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That you disturbed me that crazy.
Disturb me that crazy. Like I know I can repress my emotions, but I was like,
you could not.
I need to get to shit the toilet soon.
It was that bad.
It was that bad.
When you got there, were like nothing.
I was like, you.
Were you purging?
I think I was purging.
Was he purging?
But like, there was no bra. All there was.
Oh my God.
Then, boom. I'm like, nigga. You put me rough through. You were faster than ADHD. How?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So I would rather wear a diaper. You're right. Mm-hmm. So here you go. Pick one.
Okay. Turn.
This is the hard section, by the way.
Okay. Would you rather smack a puppy or get smacked by your dad in public? Whoa. Would you rather smack a puppy Or smacked by your dad in public?
Sorry, repeat.
Would you rather be smacked by a puppy? Would you rather smack a puppy, rather? Or would you rather be smacked by your dad in public? What would you do?
I'd rather be smacked by my dad in public, thank you.
Yeah, oh, I need
puppies. Puppies save lives. I love puppies. Mm-hmm. What would you rather do?
I think I'll smack a puppy.
What? than get smacked by your dad in public. What does it matter?
I'll fight him.
They're not, yeah. He smacks you, you fight him.
Okay, free. Actually, the people is free. Yeah.
Am I imposing? I feel like I'm imposing. So that's what you would do. You get,
I think I'll fight my
you
dad.
You fucking bucky.
I don't like that nonsense.
Would you rather, my turn, would you rather get a pimple the night before your graduation or something fucking important that you need to photograph for, or get sick every time after an important occasion?
People come. I don't be sick. What? Once it? Sick for what now?
So you rather pimple than sickness?
Guy, nothing that happened.
My whole face should be fucking fucked.
Why should I be sick? After an occasion. After an occasion. They didn't even say any occasion, no. come on.
I'd rather be sick. I'd rather get pimple. I'd rather be sick by the way. So, your turn. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Would you rather have a pause button in your life or a rewind button?
A pause button. I would rather have a pause
button.
Take a
break.
Yeah. There's some situations you're like, I need to breathe. Then you pause the situation and you think well and make the right decision at the moment. I'd rather have a pause button any day. This is like a
rewind is that you're not ready for it.
I don't really care about rewind. I want a pause button. What about you?
I think I want. Is after the pause I get a rewind, maybe. Basically, so I have to have a pause to think. Yeah, pause.
Would you rather win the lottery of $500 million or live in good health for 200 years?
Say that again.
Would you rather win a lottery for $500 million or live in good health for 200 years?
I'm so sorry, I'm gonna win that lottery.
You rather win the lottery and die after lottery?
Oh, that's what's gonna happen with the lottery.
Yeah, I mean, you're not in good health, so probably like I'm imagining you being cancer heavy and
after the lottery. Oh, okay, good health.
I feel like I'm making YouTube
because I'm like my visual was
I'd rather win the lottery too. I would drink paracetamol.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to set myself free. Yeah, I'm going to feel and shit.
Lottery,
yeah.
Because we are focusing on this right now. Lottery. Your turn.
Okay. Would you rather fart out loud during presentation or snort?
The last one?
Yeah, okay. Would you rather fart out loud during a presentation or snort while laughing on a great first date?
I would rather. Wait. Fart out loud during the presentation or snort out on a date. Jesus.
Or snort again, like.
Like you bring out like kata from your nose on the first date, like. Or fart during the presentation.
Shit. Okay, that's a tough one.
I know.
No, it's tough.
We
it's
always
tough.
End with tough ones.
It's tough.
It's very tough.
It's fucking tough.
I know my answer though. Should I tell you?
Yeah.
Bring out mucus from my nose.
Because that presentation is actually bar.
No, see, even with elbow, yeah, I can be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. He or she can understand. Oh, this is the flu. He or she has got the flu.
Okay.
Because they have experienced the flu. And when I snort out loud, immediately I'm covering my nose. It's not the sound has gone and it's like a crazy.
Just a snort,
and I'll come around. I'm like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I got the flu, and I excuse myself. I'd rather get the flu during the day. What about you?
I can't fight in the presentation. What I'm thinking about is I need to seal this deal now. Presentation.
So you choose.
I was not.
This brings us to the end of this beautiful. I think I'm being dramatic. This brings us to the end of this beautiful section or segment. It's called Dish or That. We've gone through these scenarios and we've chosen which one would rather be in. Now we are entering another segment called Truth or Dare. truth or dare, and we are going to twist it and call it drink or dare because we have some Hennessy with us here, mm-hmm. and we have some champagne and wine, mm-hmm. so we are going to be doing drink or dare. So mm-hmm. this is what we're going to start now. We're going to start drink or dare now. I hope you guys will love this one because it's really, really entertaining. So let's start. Basically, we're going to start now. I want to ask you questions. If you lie, you take a shot. Mm-hmm. So better don't lie. Mm-hmm. Which part of your body goes... Okay, this is the first question I'm asking you, by the way. Mm-hmm. Which part of your body go... Sorry, which part of your body gets the most compliments and by whom?
My eyebrows.
By whom?
Pamela.
By what? By females or males?
My pals.
By your friends. Mm-hmm. Okay, pick a question. Your turn.
Okay.
For me, let's begin the question. We have to be fast about taking action.
Did you ever dance intimately with someone?
Sorry?
Did you ever dance intimately with someone?
Yes. You want me to lie to you? Yes, I did. I have. Have you? Have you?
Yes. Maybe in visual, yes.
Would you ever want to undergo plastic surgery? And where would you like to you to go under plastic surgery for?
I don't want to go under plastic surgery, but if, never, if I ever have to, is
yeah. For what?
I think my laps.
Your laps?
I don't know what the fuck that, why I said that, but yes.
You didn't know why?
Yes, my laps.
You don't know why you said that?
Mm-hmm. But my laps, like, I think it came on my laps. That's
why.
I feel like they're too skinny.
Oh, you think they didn't work out? You didn't do squats.
Okay.
No, that's my problem. Is that why? No. Now you know you never have to go to surgery because you used to just walk off of that. Mm-hmm. Right, your turn, pick.
Okay. Have you ever tried skinny dipping in a public pool?
No. No, never. My life. I haven't. I so quiet.
Cause I don't know.
Did you ever break up with your ex or an ex in past life? Right now, before their birthday, to avoid buying them a birthday gift.
No, I'm sure it will be impromptu.
Are you like always motivated to buy them a birthday gift?
Sorry,
I said, did you ever break up with your ex before their birthday, or just because you want to avoid buying them a gift? Birthday gift.
I never plan to break up with someone before their birthday. If you break up,
because you want to avoid getting them a gift.
No, never.
Okay, no, that means no. We are not shiny. Find something you want to ask me. This is getting really hot. Nobody has drunk so far.
Mm-hmm.
We have shots here. Tequila, vodka, whatever. We have a lot to actually.
The question.
Okay, what question you have to ask me now?
Okay. What is the most embarrassing show you ever guilty of watching?
Embarrassing show mm-hmm. I've ever been guilty of watching. Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm guilty of watching a show is because someone put me onto the show initially. I turned them down. I was like, nah, that's crap. And eventually started watching it and loved it. That's only when I'm guilty. Mm. And I will see Friends.
Okay.
Friends. Okay. I'm Big Bang Theory. At first we were like, watch Big Bang Theory, you love it. I was like, nah, that's literally not enough comedy because I'm used to Family Guy, American Dad, and mm-hmm. so many other amazing shows I don't want to plug right now. Mm-hmm. And I started watching Big Bang Theory and I fell in love with it. So mm-hmm. I'm guilty of I secretly watched Big Bang Theory. basically watch Big Bang Theory, you know. I just go and hide myself and watch it because I like it, but I'm ashamed to say I actually like what they recommended. Basically, that's the only thing I'm guilty of. Other than that, I don't know what you're talking about.
So it's your turn.
Okay, I'm picking. What about you?
What show? I'm embarrassed of. I don't think it's anything embarrassed of.
Embarrassed of claiming that you watch?
Okay, except it's, you know, colorful movies.
Okay. Yeah. When was the longest time you stayed in the toilet or bathroom, and why? Tell me why.
So 1.5 hours.
Really? Almost 2 hours in the toilet for what?
Surfing internet
and
designing.
And I mean why are you doing that?
Usually I'm on myself.
I know, but why are you doing in the toilet?
I'm feeding, I'm getting information.
I know you are, but like, are you pooping?
Yes, definitely pooping.
Or peeing. Why are you doing? That's what I'm asking.
I'm pooping and scanning internet.
So you're pooping, that's what keeps you in the toilet. 1.3.
At least my mind on the internet, definitely.
That's actually fantastic. So yes, it's actually a sound to pick a question.
Okay.
Don't pick anything so hard for people. Well, I'm joking, just go ahead.
Okay. What is something disgusting but you still like doing?
What is something disgusting but I still like doing? Dating men.
Oh, shit.
Dating men. I say again, dating men.
Why?
Because it's disgusting, but I still like doing it. Yeah.
What do you rather do?
I'd rather sleep or watch a movie, watch Netflix, eat pizza, and like frozen yogurt. Or maybe die, and maybe death over that.
Okay.
What about you? Do you remember the question?
Yes. Well, no, I don't remember.
What is something embarrassing? Is it embarrassing?
Disgusting.
But which is it embarrassing? What is something disgusting or embarrassing that you still love doing? I said dating, man. You got offended on something you didn't even know about.
Yes.
And what?
God.
What is something embarrassing that you still like doing? What?
Sorry,
what? Erepitelic? What did you say?
Smelling my shit.
Smelling your shit. What?
This is
You scoop my shit and put it in your nose.
No, I just not scoop. God.
What?
My finger actually goes there.
When you're cleaning your ass?
Yes, like maybe there's some residue on my hand.
And you smell it? That's really embarrassing, Sha. Oh man, that's actually that's embarrassing. I'm picking question. Oh my god, I can't believe that is your thing. We live and we learn. Would you mind satisfying somebody for money?
I can do it.
The fake? The freaking heel. You can do it for money. How much?
Let's see, $50,000.
For how many plus of how When was the longest time you have stayed in the bathroom and why?
I've said
you can't remember, you just answered this question, bitch.
That was
you're talking about bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
You can poop in the bathtub.
No.
You said you can poop.
No, like how long?
You said you can poop for 2 minutes. You said 20 minutes actually.
Yeah, poop actually is 1 hour to 2 minutes.
We're about to come to the end of this beautiful show. This is getting out of hand. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following. As always, on Instagram at The Dish Talk Show and Twitter at Dish Talk Show. Instagram at The Dish Talk Show. Again, Twitter at The Dish Talk Show. Please follow me on YouTube at The Dish Talk Show. And it is also at The Dish Talk Show on Spotify. On Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Radio Specific. Radio Specific, and so many other platforms. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. Hope you enjoyed today's Saturday fun weekend segment. Thank you. Keep listening. Stay tuned for the next particular podcast. And bye.